Good morning. Hello, hello. So this morning I brought something really special with me.
Hello.
Hello. Come on up. So what's this? It's really special. Does it look familiar? Book. It's a book.
That we sang from.
That's about Earth.
Oh, and it could be about Earth. It's got a picture of sort of the Earth on it. Yeah.
We sing from
this. And this look familiar?
Read from it.
No, it doesn't look familiar. Perhaps it doesn't. But I bet to your parents or someone who brings you to worship, it looks familiar. This is what's called, do you know the name? I bet you do. The
Bible.
No, it's not the Bible. The liturgy book. So it's the order of service. It's what we're doing this morning. Have you ever seen any of the adults around you reading this and following along? I hope so. Right? So everybody's following this along, and it tells us what happens next in the service. What are we doing now? Children's conversation. Yeah, during the sermon, the children's conversation. So then we have the children's hymn, and then I will talk again in the regular sermon, right? So this tells us what to do. What would happen if we didn't have this?
What?
Oh my gosh, we wouldn't know what to do. And what'd you say?
We wouldn't know anything.
We wouldn't know anything.
And we wouldn't know where.
We wouldn't know where to go. We wouldn't know what that is. Or that. Yeah, it would be chaos, wouldn't it?
We would be lost in church.
Her eyes are so wide. It would be chaos, right? So if we didn't have these, we would be totally lost. Or would we?
No.
No, correct.
No,
why? Perhaps we would make it up. But really, what?
Besides, if we were really lost, we'd need a map.
We would need a map. It is kind of like a map, right? Showing us where to go. So if we didn't have it in the service, we might still know what we're doing. Do you know why? Because we kind of do the similar thing every week, right? So every week we follow a very similar order of service. Why is that? Every week. You're so good.
So we're basically always doing the same thing over and over
again. I love that. So we're always learning about God, and therefore we're doing the same thing over and over again. Because we never fully get it, do we?
No.
Yeah, no. We do the same thing every week or similar things every week. We may add some new words or some new music. But for the most part, it's the very same thing over and over again. What if we were required by law to follow the same order of worship? Exactly. So it would be very boring, but not only would it be boring, it would be like, you have to do it. So if we had to do it, and by law, if we did anything wrong, especially me as the leader, right? If I did anything wrong, I might end up in jail. Right? Can you imagine? If it was law, it's not. But if it was law, there would be something wrong. Yeah, so it's not law, right? We don't have to.
If you got in jail, then we would have nobody because Pastor Jeff is on
vacation. Pastor Jeff is on vacation, and if I went to jail, you wouldn't have any pastor. It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. So Jesus was talking to his followers today about a very similar thing, only it was about washing hands. Mm-hmm. Who is required by law to wash your hands before you eat your meal? Are you required by law to wash your hands?
No.
No. Do you wash your hands before you eat a meal?
Yeah.
Yes. Begrudgingly, right?
Kind of.
Kind of law?
Hard, well.
Is it like the household law?
No, that's not a household law, but it's kind of a law in the house, but.
Yeah, kind of a law in the house.
I don't wash my hands unless I've been somewhere like really dirty.
Right. So you want to make sure your hands are clean. But what if it was law that we had to wash our hands? And if we didn't wash our hands, we would go to jail.
Can
you imagine?
After one, after the other.
It would be silly, wouldn't we? We'd be in jail.
We'd be only washing our hands.
Who forgets to wash their hands once in a while? Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. Everybody probably once in a while forgets to wash their hands. Well, if we forgot to wash our hands, or if we just decided we're so hungry and we want to eat and we're not going to wash our hands, we would be disappointed because we'd end up in jail. It's true. You're so cute. But you know what? Jesus said this morning, Jesus said to those who were accusing him of breaking the law, you know what Jesus said this morning? He said, you know what? It doesn't matter. Correct. You know why it doesn't matter, he said? Because it's what's happening in your heart that's important. Are you grateful for the food that you're eating?
Yes.
Are you giving thanks for what you have? And are you expressing that love and that thanks to those around you? Yes. It's not about the law. It's about what's going on inside. So perhaps next time someone says, you have to go and wash your hands, or you have to go and clean your room. Who likes to clean their room? Mm-mm, I don't like it either. Never. Never. So we don't want to have to do these things, but we get to do them. Sort of like our service for this morning. We don't have to do all of this. We get to. And you know what the best part is all of this stuff that we do, all the details that we follow in this book and in our bulletin, it draws us to God. It's not that we have to. It's that we get to do this to be nearer to God and God's people. So the next time someone asks you to wash your hands, I invite you to give thanks for the food that you're about to receive. Instead of saying, well, I don't want to go wash my hands. Right? Because we say that sometimes. So let us give thanks now. And thank you for joining me today. Let's pray. Gracious Lord God, we give you thanks for your liturgy and for the ways that we continue to draw ourselves nearer to you. We pray that you bless us, those who walk through this journey on Sunday morning, but also the journey of our daily lives throughout the week. We thank you that we get to follow instruction and get to follow you so that others may know your love. Bless us in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, Amen. Thanks for coming on up.